Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
that I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else? Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
On the rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello, and good evening. Thank you so much for joining me here on this, our session 6 for our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall, and I am here with some of the sisters of the Marathon of Hope. I am so happy and honored that they are my guests this evening. My fellow host for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, Sister Marcella D. Moore is here, and Sister Tina Hobson, and the young lady who I call my baby sis, Melanie Thomas. These are our speakers for this evening. Welcome to our guests coming into the chat room. We just heard, if you were here for our last session on Sister Tina's show, Faith, a Believer, is in our chat room, a.k.a. LaTanya Boyd. She gave a powerful, powerful speech on Sister Tina's show in our last session 5. With that said, we're going to jump right into our show. We have a lot of speakers this evening, and it is 9:05 p.m., and our first speaker is about to be queued up to speak, and that will be Sister Melanie. But let me tell you a little bit about Sister Melanie before we get started. Melanie Thomas is an author, speaker, inspirational coach, entrepreneur. Melanie Thomas is inspiring young dreamers across the globe. Her motivational book, 101 Truths for You, has made its way across the world with supporters in Kenya, Africa, to the Caribbean, and many states in the U.S. From the age of 12, Melanie had devoted her life to mentorship and serving the youth. She has maintained the mantle of servitude from being a Sunday school teacher, tutor, and peer mediator in middle and high school, peer support students, and residential assistant in college. After college, Melanie began working in the field of youth advocacy, servicing at-risk and adjudicated youth through local nonprofits in Baltimore, Maryland. Through all of these roles, Melanie was still unsure of what her calling was, unaware that she had been living in her calling all along. She has mentored, counseled, and advocated for many young people that may have been facing difficulties in their life. Melanie has since formed an empowerment organization called LOVE International Network, where she facilitates and provides various workshops, programs, and conferences throughout the year to challenge individuals between the ages of 15 to 30 to raise the bar, believe, achieve, and receive in their lives. She has the desire to see lives be transformed. And with that said, we are welcoming Sister Melanie Thomas here to Session 6 of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement.
Thank you. Thank you, C. Maria, for that introduction. Thank you again for organizing, you know, this platform for all of us to share in our gifts.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. This has been such a blessing for me. I'm still just pumped up and excited, and I know that we'll be going downhill as of this show. And we have 2 more left tomorrow, so thank you so much for believing and being a part of this historical moment for all of us. So I will turn the mic over to you. And
thank you again. All right. So good evening, everyone. Again, my name is Melanie Thomas. I need no further introduction after that introduction by C. Maria. But the topic that I'll be speaking on this evening is walking in your truth and understanding your calling. I don't know about many of you, but, you know, like I said in the bio, I've struggled trying to understand what my calling was. And, you know, but I didn't realize that I had been doing it all along. You know, a lot of people think that you have to come up with something innovative or, you know, something has to be original. But really, when God puts stuff in our spirit, things that we do naturally, those are our gifts and talents, and we need to hone in on those and, you know, just really continue to walk in that in order to live out our truth through Him. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through me. So we need to understand that it's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we're able to do and accomplish any single thing. And that's actually one of the first truths within my banner. We are nothing without God. You know, God is the reason that I'm here. I do everything for Him. And, you know, Jesus is just He is the way, the truth, and the life. And John 8:32 says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Once you know who you are and whose you are, you'll be able to just walk and live in your truth and just be your best self. And that's exactly what I strive to do and encourage others to do as well, to not, you know, maybe not be what others want them to be, but to understand who they are in Christ and to be that. So I had a worksheet just posted in the room, and it has the call on it, and it's an acronym. For those who know me know that I love acronyms. I'm always making stuff up. So the, T-H-E. The T in the stands for trusting. The H is him, and E is everything. So the stands for trusting him with everything. When you are trying to walk and live in your truth, you have to trust God with every single thing. There will be many things that come up in life that may, you know, want to deter you from your true mission and your true purpose in life. But you have to give it all to God and trust God. Like, okay, God, you brought me through this. You're going to see me through it. You brought me to it, you'll see me through it. So you have to trust him with everything. The C in call, to concentrate. The A is to abolish all things that are unlike him. Abolish means to do away with, to rid yourself of these things that are not of God. When you continue to hold on to things that are not pure, that are not of him, you too become tainted. And you don't want to be tainted. When you're trying to walk in your truth and live in your truth, you have to be fully committed to him. And that means even doing away with some people that are not worthy of your friendship or your acquaintance or whatever it may be. The L, the first L in call, is to listen. Listen to his voice. A lot of times we love to talk, but we don't like to listen too much. And in walking in your truth, you have to have that alone time with God. You have to silence yourself and to be by yourself and silence those around you as well. You know, sometimes it may get lonely, but you have to, in those lonely periods, you're with him and you're hearing his voice. So you have to listen to his voice. And last is to live your life. Living life is what an acronym, again, it's within my book as well, 101 Truths for You, and it stands for living intended for eternity. When you live your life, everything you do will be a reflection of Christ and, you know, what he desires of us. So the scripture, the familiar scripture that everyone knows, Matthew 22:14, for many are called, but few are chosen. There are many of us that have a calling on our lives, but we aren't willing to answer that yet, you know, because of fear or what others may say or, you know, insecurities or whatever it is that we may be struggling with. But I'm here to tell all of you listeners on here, if God is calling you to do something, it's time that you answer that call. It won't be easy. I'm not telling you that everything will work out, you know, perfectly the first time. That is not the truth. Everything, you know, you will go through struggles. You will have a lot of setbacks and different things, but it's through those experiences that we are able to learn and we are able to grow and be better. Maya Angelou, God rest her soul, she has a great quote where it says, all great achievements require time. Those that tell you that, you know, you can be an overnight success, that's a lie. It takes time to grow and develop and to just really, you know, prune yourself to be your best self. So understand that when you accept that call, when you are ready to walk in your God-given truth, you have to take those necessary steps in order to be great. It requires time, and you develop over time. You get better over time, but you have to say yes initially. And another quote that I love from Maya Angelou is, there's no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside of you. How many of you have a story that, you know, if you shared, lives would be transformed? Lives would be fulfilled, and people will be set free from whatever it is that is holding them. Friends, I want to encourage each of you to share whatever it is that God has taken you through and seen you through, because it's only through him that you're here with others, because in sharing it, others are empowered as well. And we have to, you know, be genuine passion for one another and to help our brothers and sisters and not harm them. This world is full of a lot of hate and, you know, a bunch of things in this world that is not of God, but we have to be that light. If you are walking and living in your truth, you cannot be switching on and off with your Christianity. You have to be steadfast in who you are through God. So those chosen ones, chosen stands for Christ helps others sacrifice everything for newness in him. When you are chosen, you have to give up every single thing within yourself, your pride, whatever it is that may be holding you and hindering you from walking and living your God-given truth. You have to give it up. Take me, for instance. I struggled. My first book, I didn't want to put that out. I said, God, I don't know what this is. What am I writing? What are these affirmations? What is this? I didn't understand what it was that he wanted me to do. After the book was printed, I went through this severe depression, depressive state, where I was just like, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I really heard your voice. Was this you? You know, the enemy just started putting all these things in my head, and I kept thinking, I'm like, okay, this is crazy. Then, you know, some supporters and people that I, you know, that I thought were supporters, you know, started saying, oh, well, is this the book? Is this it? Oh, well, you're not an author unless you have an e-book. You know, so then all these negative things that I started to hear just started to pull me down even more. And I said, God, did I really hear you? Or did I jump the gun? Did I act on my own accord? Or was this really you? You know, and you'll go through that. But you have to remain steadfast. If you hear him, you have to act on it right away. There will be doubt because the enemy doesn't want you to go through with that promise, to go through with your purpose. He doesn't want you to do what it is that God requires of you, because he knows that when you are obedient to God, that things can change, lives can change, and people will be transformed. So I encourage each of you, the call, trusting him with everything. Trust God with your everything, your mortgage, your bills, whatever it is that you're struggling with right now, God is already taking care of it. Think of the most difficult situation that you've encountered in your life. The fact that you can reflect on that now, that shows that God has brought you through it. You aren't still there. The only reason we remain in our troubles and our trials is because we choose to. It's a matter of our choice. So we have to be careful and be cautious to, you know, trust God and to just walk and let go and release those things. Say, God, I know that you brought me through this and you will see me through this. Hold him to his promises and he will come through for you. Again, those that are chosen, Christ helps others sacrifice everything for newness in him. Those chosen ones, there are very few that are chosen, and you know who you are, because you're set apart from the rest. You aren't meant to mix and mingle with everyone. You have to be set apart for God, because a lot of times when you're in the in crowd, you begin to be distracted and confused, and that's what the enemy wants. But God wants all of you. If you are chosen, stop acting like you're called and continue to step out there on faith and do what it is that God requires of you. Maya Angelou, another quote, nothing will work unless you do. God has given you a dream. God has given you a purpose. God has given you whatever it is that he's implanted in you. He desires for you to do that. And it can't be done unless you take that initial step of faith. He'll give you the ideas, but God is not going to spoon feed you. He needs you to trust him through the process and understand that he will see you through. Whatever he gave to you, whatever gift and talents he's placed within you, he requires that you will use those things for his glory. You know, one of my first review on Amazon from my book was actually from an atheist. And she said that, you know, this is a really good book, but she wishes that she could make a pagan version of it that shows that, you know, no fictitious character like the devil is responsible for our misfortune. And that is furthest from the truth, but it's good, and it shows that that's a book for everyone. It doesn't matter what you believe in, what your beliefs are, your belief systems, you'll find something in that book. You know, that's his book. Again, I don't understand. I still don't to this day. You know, I can read the book, and it really doesn't speak to me. I knew God was imparting whatever it was that I had to get out there for those readers, for whoever it is that reads it. When they open a book, when they open the pages of the book, they say, you know, this truth speaks to me today. And that is what the purpose behind the book was. And again, it's a God idea. And when you do God's work, there will be opposition, there will be trials, there will be a lot of things that come up and, you know, tell you, make you think that you, make you doubt God, make you think that you really didn't hear him, make you think that, you know, you're not walking in your truth. You're not, you aren't called. That's what the enemy wants you to believe. But God wants you to know that he is calling you. He is talking to you. And those of you who have not answered the call yet, I pray that you do. I pray that you will answer the call of God on your life, because life with him, you know, is the best thing that can ever, ever happen. And it's just absolutely amazing what God can do when you trust him with your life fully. So you have to give up all of your selfish desires, your pride, whatever it is, because I've been there too. I was at the point where I was telling God what I was comfortable doing for him. And one of my mentors told me, he said, Melanie, you got to stop. You cannot tell God what you're willing to do. You have to do what it is that he wants you to do. Me speaking in front of people, that's not me at all. You know, it's all God. I like to be behind the scenes, but God said, you need to step up. And I was battling with him. I said, God, no, why me? Who am I? Who's going to listen to me? You know, and God has just been absolutely amazing, you know, all that he's done. There are still trials, trust and believe. You know, trials are part of life. It's the way that we learn. It's how we live and grow. So don't think that because you have trials, you aren't walking in your truth. You aren't living in your truth. Know that all of those things that you're going through is preparing you for what's to come. And the best is yet to come if you stay strong and you believe and trust God through it all. So again, friends, I'll leave you with that. And just remember that God is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father except through him. So if he's calling you today, I encourage you to answer that call and to walk and live in your God-given truth. Okay? You all be blessed, and I hope to hear the rest of this call with my other sisters. This is going to be amazing, and I pray that you know you are encouraged or inspired through this little tidbit of information that I provided. Okay? Take care.
Amen. Amen. Two things. Sister Tina and I believe Sister Arlene Spanner on the line. Could you both press the number ones on your phone so it'll push your ID numbers to the top of the list? We have a lot of people in the call query, and I believe that I'm losing you in the digits, so if you both press the number one, it'll bring you into the top of the call list with the other speakers, so I won't lose you in the shuffle. Okay, I tell you, you know what, Sister Melanie, one of the things that you said, and we've been speaking about this, a lot of the sisters of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement have spoken about this self-doubt, and, you know, it reminds me of something that I always say, that we need to stop volunteering ourselves to be second best.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely true.
You know, and for the sisters who are on the call, you are unmuted. So feel free to chime in. We have a few more moments before our next speaker comes up. So if you have any questions or comments for all of our callers or members in the chat room, if you are logged in under a screen name, you can type your question or comment, and I'll read it for you on air. And, of course, if you're in the call query and you have a question or comment, you can press the number 1 on your phone right now, and we will bring you on air to talk with Sister Melanie and some of the other sisters of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement who are on the line right now. So, ladies, I'll open up the floor for questions or comments right now. And in a few moments, we will be bringing on Sister Tina. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to chime in right now.
Sister Maria, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sister Melanie, I just personally want to say thank you. You gave me something to sleep on tonight. As you always do, you know, just reading your post on Facebook, having actually purchased your book, 101 Truths for You, I get so much out of this book. I got so much out of it that I actually had a copy. You sent a copy to my sister, and she's thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying it. You have that spirit about you, you know, your tone of voice, the way I see you carry yourself on Facebook, is always positive, it's always uplifting, it's always ladylike, and most of all, it's always God-like. You know,
you
see so many people, you know, they're praising God on one post and then swearing on the next. I've never seen you waver. I've never seen you falter. You've been Melanie no matter what, you know. Sometimes you can read through the lines and see that there might be, you know, some things going on with you, mm-hmm. but you still say it in a way that it doesn't hurt anybody's feelings, and mm-hmm. actually where somebody else like me could actually learn from it. And I just want mm-hmm. to tell you I've learned a lot from you. I'm going to continue learning because I'm going to continue following you. I'm going to continue trooping on a regular basis from
Thank
your
you
book.
So much.
I just love it. I love it. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, please go. It's on Amazon, right, Melanie?
Yes, ma'am. It's on Amazon, and it's also on my website, www.melanie, that's M-E-L-E-N-Y, thomas.com. You can go there. The link to Amazon is on there as well for the Kindle version. For those who like the electronic version, the Kindle version is available. So thank you again, Tina, for, you know, your support, your continued support, and just your love and dedication. And, you know, I strive, I'm not perfect, but I strive to be, you know, an example of what God requires and what God sees and expects of us. So thank you for acknowledging me for being consistent.
And you raised the bar. You know,
yeah.
And I've got my raise the bar sweatshirt. And I'm loving it. I'm loving everything that God has given me through you as his vessel, you know, his good and faithful servant. You know, and the first time that when I got the shirt, I didn't know you from Adam.
Yes.
I don't always just jump on when somebody mm-hmm. makes a request, please support me. Some of them I look at and like, I don't know you. I'm not supporting you. I don't know what you're going to do with my money. You know, I don't
uh-huh.
know if I'm going to get a product back or not. But you're one of the very few that I've actually, you know, when you put it out there, I saw you, I started following you, and I think like the first or second day I put in my request, you know, my purchase
mm-hmm.
for the Raise the Bar shirt, and when you presented the book, it was like, okay, well, I know I've got to get this. Because just because of the God in you, because
mm-hmm.
of the God in you. And they always say what comes from the heart reaches the heart, and you definitely reached my heart tonight. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, Sister Tina brings up a very good point. A lot of times, so many people have, I call them the fluff gurus. They talk all the beautiful talk and what they know that we want to hear, but they're not walking what they're talking. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn how to identify this and separate from it, because there are a lot of feel-good foo-foo gurus out here nowadays, and they're just fluffing you up and telling you what you want to hear, and they're getting mm-hmm. your money, and then you're still left desolate and not really
exactly.
having any direction. So we have to be with like-minded people, not lie-minded people, but like-minded people.
I like
There's
that,
a difference.
Lie-minded people.
So let me say it again for the, if you're over in our Facebook events page, be with like-minded people, not lying-minded people, rather. Just remember that.
And that's why, you know, the C and the concentrate, because a lot of times I'm a loner. I love people, but I like to be alone too, because a lot of times when I'm surrounded by too many people, I get distracted. I get, you know, caught up in the praise or the accolades or whatever it is, and I'm like, I lose focus of, you know, my true mission. I work for God. You know, I may have a full-time job and, you know, do all this stuff, but I work for him. And in working for him, you have to really concentrate on him. You have to know who you're working for and your assignment. So you have to concentrate on him, and it's through that that you'll be able to discern, you know, the like-minded versus the lie-minded people. You know, a lot of times people cannot, your spirit. You know, there are a lot of times I pick up people's spirits. I have a very discerning spirit, you know, even through just conversations. And there are certain people I just cannot be associated with because their spirits, our spirits are just troubled. We don't even have to say anything, but it's just like a battle, a struggle between that. And anytime you have that uneasiness within you, you need to let go because staying
right.
attached to filthy people and people that are not of God will be a hindrance to you, and it'll slow your progress. So you really have to be cautious who you're aligned with and seek God first. If you concentrate on God, I guarantee that he will reveal every single thing and everyone that who is truly for you and who you really need to be connected to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else have any questions or comments before we move on?
Sister Maria.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Sister Arlene's fan. I just want to say thank you so much, Melanie. That was just awesome. Thanks for just the last words that you just said. You know, we need to know who we represent, and I thank you
mm-hmm.
for that, because that was a reminder even for me this evening.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I didn't glean anything else, I gleaned that I have to know who I work for. So,
thank you.
You know, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I'm in the car, so that's why I'm using very few words tonight. I'm still traveling. And Sister C. Maria, you know, as always, thank you for all you do. Thank you, Sister Tina. Thank all of you, because this has truly been an awesome marathon of hope.
Thank you,
for being a part of it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's, you know, I appreciate all of the, as Sister Melanie was just speaking about the accolades and all of that, but in my world, in my mind, this is our child. This is our birthing. This is our event. I was just a vessel that God used to pass along the message to all of us. And here we are. And we knew a long time ago, because so I can't even tell you how some of us even began to speak to one another, because I don't remember. But we are, and we work. And all I can say is that the great I Am knew what he was doing, and it's very evident. This weekend, so far, has taught me so much, and I'm learning from each of you. But as I said on Sister Tina's show earlier today, the synergy between us
is something special. It's something anointed. Mm-hmm. And without all of you, there would be no Marathon of Hope Kingdom movement. There would just be no movement, period. We'd be sitting here stagnant, doing the same things over and over, not really using our God-given gifts the way that God wanted us to. But we're touching the world with this, and for that, I love, appreciate, and thank each and every one of you.
Thank you.
So what we're going to do now, I know that several of you are in travel, and of course we want to pray you traveling mercies and safety in the whole nine yards. So we're going to, we're about to get into the real deal now. For sure, my sister in spirit, my friend, one of the hosts for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, Sister Tina Hobson, will be coming up next. And let me tell you a little bit about Sister Tina Hobson. She is the visionary for the I Am a Superwoman 2014 Vision Board Group. Sister Tina has such a gentle soul and spirit and a mighty, mighty story. She's the CEO of Tina's Glory Hair, LLC. Her topic this evening will be vision board building. But a little bit about my sister in the spirit and my friend. As a member of the Word Church in Cleveland, Ohio, Tina served as a youth court social worker where she facilitated a faith-based program addressing youth issues. She developed a group therapy program to address chemical dependency, facilitated individual counseling and family therapy. She also served as juvenile court advocate for troubled youth, inclusive of facilitating crisis intervention. Ms. Hobson prides herself with guiding those aforementioned populations with meeting their daily needs. Tina speaks publicly and advocates for women's rights, including prevention of domestic violence, along with sponsoring and hosting women's empowerment events. Tina volunteers with the Center for Search and Investigation, helping to find missing children. Tina has spoken to thousands, educating them on the devastation of addiction to alcohol and other drugs by telling her personal experience of being delivered from 20-plus years of using everything from alcohol to crack cocaine. Tina is presently the host of the I Am a Superwoman Vision Board Celebration, which is broadcast monthly via Facebook and conference call. So with that said, sit back, get your pens and papers out. We are about to go on a journey from tragedy to triumph, from pain to power, to healing and forgiveness. And with that said, I am going to, with great honor and respect, turn the mic over to Sister Tina Hobson.
Wow. I don't even know what to say after all of that. You know, Maria, I've been with you since the moment, the very, very, very second that God gave you this vision for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. Of course, it wasn't, you know, identified as that immediately. But when we were on your call that night and I felt it, you know, something leaped in you and it leaped in me. It was like, you know, John and Jesus. They were like, you know, conversing with each other in the womb, like, okay, something big getting ready to happen. Okay, watch out, world, because here we come. You know, and it was such an amazing thing. I had never experienced that before. And I'm glad I was where I was at when I was there. You know, I was sitting up here laughing to myself. I said, oh, my God, another Saturday night when the world is preparing to go out and party, and I'm sitting on the Internet in a conference or on a conference call talking about Jesus, okay? And I just bust out laughing to myself because what better place to be and what better person to be praising on a Saturday night? You know, mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about being out there. Someone that said, I believe it was Shauna earlier, who talked about being in the world but not of the world. It might have been Faith a Believer. And that's it. You know, I can go out in the daytime. I'm no longer a bat that only comes out at night, you know.
Right.
I do all my goodies in the day, and today was a beautiful day to be outdoors. So I do what I have to do, and when it gets dark, I need to be at home. And if I'm at home, what better way to spend it, since I do live alone, than being with positive, like-minded sisters such as those that are here in the audience, sisters and brothers, and the special guests and hosts of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. On any other Saturday night, Maria would be hosting her Healing Through Hurt program. So I'm still here on a Saturday night, not getting ready to go out and party, not getting drunk to get ready to go out and get drunk, because I would have to, you know, I'd have to prime myself to be stupid. You know, I had to get stupid to be stupid. It was crazy. I lived a really, really devastating life. And I talked with another friend, a sister of mine, and I told her, I said, you know, it's amazing that I paid such a high price to live such a low life. And that's exactly what it was. I gave my all and all to the streets. I gave my all and all to different men, to different types of drugs, alcohol, different lifestyles, not really even knowing who I was, but searching, trying to figure out who I was, what I was, but most of all, why I was. 20-plus years of searching, and only did I find myself was when I was still. I had no more drugs, which meant all of my associates were gone, so I'm quiet. You know, I'm paranoid, but I'm quiet. And I didn't have anyone to talk to. I didn't have any other activities to do. And all I could do is ask God to help me. And it was on that night, late October of 1989, that he readily, I mean immediately, agreed to help me. After all of those years of turning my back on him, he never turned his back on me. I guess he said, I'm waiting for you, child. When you're ready to come back, I'm going to be here with you for you with open arms. It makes me remember the poem, Footprints in the Sand. When there was only one set of footprints, that was when he carried me. When there were two sets of footprints, he was there, but he was allowing me to walk my own path, too. And I almost walked it straight into the pits of hell. So today it makes me real proud, not arrogant, because that was the old me, but it makes me real proud to be able to say that I love hearing the voice of God. You know, the times that I hear him the most, when I get most of my visions, is in water, in the shower. That's where I can sing without embarrassing anybody, even though I live alone. But I would embarrass myself with my singing. But in the shower, the water kind of drowns me out. But in water, I don't know what it is, because I know Jesus walked on the water. You know, he saved people from the belly of the whale, stomach. You know, Jesus loved water. So I connect with him in wet places and in water and on the beaches and things like that, and I can actually hear him talking to me. And that's when most of my visions come. And last year, almost about this time, I was planning with two other very, very dear friends what I thought was a hair show. What we thought was a hair show. But God had other plans. God had other plans. What that event turned out to be was actually a women's empowerment program. We had some hair there because that's what I do. But the keynote speakers were all women of empowerment, women who talked about how, about the struggles of being an entrepreneur, the struggles of overcoming addiction to people, places, things, and situations. There was one gentleman, my very, very close friend, Joey, who is a playwright, and that's where I was at today, being filmed as in a part of his upcoming stage play. And he talked about domestic violence. He talked about being abused and in turn being the abuser. And that man stood behind that podium and he said to every woman in that room, on behalf of every man who has ever abused a woman physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, emotionally, however, I'm sorry. There was not a dry eye in the house. There was not one dry eye. And in turn, he introduced my keynote speaker, who his play, his current play, is based on her life story as being a victim of human trafficking. She talked about the devastations of being a victim of human trafficking and domestic violence and abuse. And again, not a dry eye in the house. That's what God does. He turns something that is in the human eye, in all actuality, pretty superficial, because that hair show would have been about me and my business, even though it was a business that he gave me. But he didn't want it to be about me. He wanted it to be about him. He wanted it to be about overcoming. Everybody who spoke, and I ended up being a speaker because my speaker on addiction got all frustrated because she couldn't find the hotel and showed up really, really late. So I had to stand in, and I told my personal story of addiction. And overcoming addiction through the grace and mercy of God. So that event turned out to be nothing like I planned it to be, but when he started giving the three of us, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, thank you, Jesus, gave us three the vision to make it about him, we instantly said yes, and we started walking in the purpose that he had us to walk in. He told us even in tell me how unnatural this sounded. He said, and it's going to be a free event. We had this event in a 5-star hotel. There was no registration. We had vendors galore. We didn't charge them one penny to sell their goods because it was marketplace ministry. You don't charge. That's what God told us. This specific event was about him, giving him the glory. And I believe, and no, in fact, I know, through one of the ministers who closed us out, there was at least one person who gave their lives to Christ. And there was at least one person who rededicated their lives to Christ. That's what he wants from us. And that's what vision is all about, taking the natural and allowing God to put his super on the natural and making it work every single time. Making it work every single time. exactly the way it was supposed to work, exactly the way it is supposed to work, and how it will work, past, present, and future. He's the beginning, he's the right now, and he is the future. He's the only future that any of us have. The old people used to say, oh, sweetie, here today, gone tomorrow. No, it's here today, gone today. So today I have to be the best person I can be, because that alarm clock can go off in the morning. That don't mean I'm going to wake up to hear it, or it's going to wake me up. So being the best person that I can be on a daily basis, following to the best of my ability, and like Melanie said, I'm nowhere near perfect. I flaw every day. Every day. I'm not always the one willing readily to forgive. Road rage, oh, my God. What Latanya said, O to the M to the G. I get behind the wheel, and I'm a totally different person. And I can have the Christian radio station on in my car, which that's the only station I listen to, and I be like, I won't swear, but you know the words that be coming from my mouth. The thoughts that be coming, I be like, oh, no, they didn't do that to me. Oh, I've got to get them back. I'm getting better, but I'm not there all the way yet. Tonight, I'm setting myself free, okay? I'm going to be as transparent as I possibly can. I can't, a candle hidden under a basket can be seen. The light can be seen. This weekend and my participation in it is pivotal to reaching the masses of those who want to be set free. Again, it's not about me. It's not about us. It's all about him. He's doing a mighty work in this marathon this weekend. We had no idea of the real, real supernatural impact that this program was, that this weekend was going to have. But I'm listening to the comments. I'm reading the comments. I'm going back to the replay. I get more excited more and more every time I hear or read something. When we talk about the next speaker that's coming up, I get excited. When we talk about what's getting ready to happen the next day, I get excited. When we talk about already planning what's going to happen after this weekend, O to the M to the G, yes, I am excited. And it's all because of vision. When I created, when God allowed me to, when he let me do that conference last year, It was like a domino effect. Fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know. But I was the only one who continued that vision. You know, sometimes you just can't bring people with you if they're not willing to come. It started out with three of us. It ended up with just myself because I kept saying we have to keep this momentum going. We have to keep the momentum going. And I'm keeping the momentum going. So what God gave me from that event was the Facebook fan page, group page, the I Am a Superwoman 2014 Virtual Vision Board Celebration Group. And that seems kind of long, but every word in that group name, it has a meaning. I, the great I am, not me, am. He is, he was, and he will be. He am. Okay, he just is. A superwoman. Again, putting, being the natural, but allowing God to put his super to the natural. And the vision board is just what makes it visual, allows us to see as we create it, see what God's purpose and plan really is for us, and gives us a clear visual of how we can make that, how God can allow us to make that happen. I've been doing vision boards for years, but these last 2 years, and especially with the prompting and encouraging of Lucretia Cornelius, who got me back, God used her to get me back on track with doing vision boards, my life has changed tremendously. And you might ask, in another word in our title, celebration, because we have to take the time to celebrate us. We as women, mothers, grandmothers, employees, employers, whatever we do in life, entrepreneurs, we're always busy being busy. Very, very seldom do we ever take the time out to celebrate. God gives us these things to be joyful about. When he gives us something, we should be able to celebrate. We should be able to laugh, play, you know, go out, do things, converse with, again, with like-minded people, find sisters who appreciate the same things that you appreciate, and just have a good time. Just have a good time. So our group was actually named as Celebration in the Name. Please join us on Facebook. We are a very spiritual but fun-loving group of men and women who just love the Lord and love the success that the God of our understanding is giving us, and just giving praise on a daily basis. I went to the dictionary and got a definition of vision. And the definition that hit me the most, that I love the most, says vision, waking eyes. Waking eyes, where you cease to just see the world as it is. I took it farther. We no longer settle for the mundane. We don't settle for just enough, because God is a God that gives us more than enough. Ask and ye shall find. Seek and ye shall find. Ask and it shall be given to you. Knock and the door shall be opened. Everything that we need, we've got it. If we just allow those doors, our eyes, our ears, our minds, and our hearts to open to what God has for us, and again, like Melanie said, be still enough to hear him when he says, okay, it's time to go through door number one, or it's time to go through door number two. Not saying it's like the price is right, but there is a prize behind every door. If you just allow yourself to see, just to see with waking eyes what God has in store for you. He has so much more than you ever thought. He has so much more that you can ever imagine. He's a God of chance after chance after chance, blessing after blessing after blessing, and new mercies every single day, every single day. As I was reading and doing a little research, I found a phrase about visionaries. And it says that visionaries become empire builders. It says they imagine castles in the sky and worlds within worlds. They see the big picture, quote unquote, the forest through the trees. They predict the coming mega trend, the tsunami that will engulf everything in its path. But then they surf the tsunami. There we go, celebrating. We had to work through that tsunami, but now we can surf that tsunami. They splash a path through the forest, and they build castles. That's what visionaries do. Visionaries, they hear, they see, and they do. That's exactly what happened to produce this weekend. See, Maria, she saw it, she heard it, she felt it, and she worked it. And not only did she work it, she brought a whole bunch of more people with her, and we worked it too, believe me. Okay? She had the vision and the intelligence to know, and the humility enough to know that even though God gave it to her, he didn't give it to her all by herself. She had to share it. and to pull off something as big as this Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement weekend, she needed some help. So he brought people to her who could help her, who could assist her, who believed in her vision, not none of those naysayers, oh, you'll never be able to do that. A whole weekend, what are you talking about? You don't have no money. You don't have no platform. You don't have this. Shut up. We had God. And he gave us every single thing that we needed, brought every single speaker to the forefront that we needed. Just like that program, the Empowerment Program, we spent thousands of dollars. I don't know where it came from, but it, like, look, it just magically appeared to give that free event. And what are we doing again this weekend? We're not charging anybody. All we're asking you to do is give us your time. Give us your love. Give us your heart. Give us your ears. Give us your eyes. So we can give back what has been so freely given to us. That's what visionaries do. They don't get something and just keep it to themselves. They share it with the world. Again, we are natural. We're flesh. But God is supernatural. And when you put the natural with the supernatural, there's nowhere. The sky is the limit to what you can have, what you can do, what you can accomplish, what you can feel, what you can possess. Because God told us we can go out and possess the land. And I'm putting my foot on it right now. Everything that I want, I'm claiming it. I'm naming it, and I'm possessing it right here and right now in his name. And because he said it. He would never leave me or forsake me. If I ask for it, hey, that's my daddy. What daddy would deny his child any good wish, any good request that he requests? I'm not the best little girl, but I'm the best little girl I can be. And no matter how bad I may be or how good I may be, my daddy is still my daddy. And nobody can take me from him. Nobody. So I'm going to keep listening to him. I'm going to keep hearing his word. I'm going to keep reading his word. I'm going to keep standing on his word. I'm going to keep looking at this vision board that he gave me. And this year it was so funny that he gave me the message. He said, you've been doing vision boards for a while, little girl. He said, but you're going to do a different one this year. So for 2014, what I did, my vision board is actually double-sided. The one side is all about him. That's the God side of my vision board, with praying hands and affirmations and empowering statements and affirmations. Melanie talked about those affirmations, and LaTanya talked about those affirmations, and fighting the good fight, giving more to charity, serving, being a servant with a servant spirit. And he said, once you do that, then flip that board around. Then you can talk about and put pictures of things that you want, but you have to seek ye first me. And when I saw him first, I flipped that board over. I started putting cars and dream houses and all kind of stuff on that board. And what he gave me on top of that, I was off of work for a whole year. He gave me a whole year just to listen to his voice. I actually, as crazy as it might sound, I quit my job. I quit. But guess what? April the 14th, 2014, the job that I quit, they called and asked me to come back with a position, in fact, three positions better than the ones I had in the first place. Those were manual in the field positions. 3 days ago, I was called into the office after everybody was threatened to be fired and told that I was getting a promotion into management. I serve the mightiest God that there could ever be. If there's two gods out there, I don't know. But the one I serve, that's my daddy. And he takes care of this little girl. He not only gives her what she needs, he also gives her what she wants. He don't give me everything because he by no means spoils me because he wants to keep me humble. Because those years that I was out drinking and drugging, hoeing and chewing and doing all the things that people of the world do and in the world do, I didn't get all of those things. But when I was still enough to hear him say, just call on me, just call on me. And when I was able to just say the simplest prayer of all, help me, he was right there. My daddy was right there all the time. So what I did, again, in my research, ooh, Lord, I got, still putting that biblical spin on vision boards. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Read the Bible. Read your book. Read the basic instructions for basic everyday living, the Bible. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 through 3. Then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision, that's my board, and inscribe it on tablets, mine is two-sided, that the one who reads it might run, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not, let me repeat, it will not fail. Though it tarries, everything don't come to you right away. Melanie talked about that. You got to wait on the Lord. You got to wait. Even though you have to wait, wait, for it will certainly come. And when it comes, you better watch out, because the word says it will not delay. When it comes, it's going to come like a roaring lion, like that tsunami that I talked about. Your plate is going to be so full, you'll never be able to eat it all. You're going to be in the overflow. You're going to actually be in the overflow by just seeing, hearing, believing, writing it down. I've been hearing all through the weekend about journaling. Journal, write. Sometimes I don't feel like writing, so I carry a tape recorder with me. When I have thoughts, I flip the record switch, and I just start talking. I'm in the middle of writing a book, and I've got a super sister girlfriend who's on the call tonight who is assisting me, and, oh, my God, my overflow is coming. It's coming. I was smiling when Melanie talked about her book. And I experienced that. Oh, don't write that. Somebody's going to not like that. You're going to step on somebody's toes. You're going to offend somebody. Well, so be it. Melanie, you just gave me the courage that no matter what anybody else thinks about what I'm writing, what they think about me is really none of my business. If they've got a problem with my book, take it up with God, because he's the author of this book. He's the author and finisher of my life. So if you got a problem with me, that means you got a problem with him. And since your arms are too big, too short to box with God, I advise you to just go sit down somewhere. Let me write my book. If you want to buy it, fine. If you don't, that's fine too. But it's going to get done. My goal, my vision, my dream is by the end of 2014 to have my book ready to be published. Watch out. Watch out. I wrote down a few quotes that I put in the vision board group from time to time. And this one really, really hit me really, really right between the eyes. And it was so intense and so profound. It says vision. Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. That told me that what God has for me, it is for me. And that's by Jonathan Swift. Melody Beattie says, gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Carl Jung says, your vision will become clear only when you look into your own heart. He who looks outside dreams. He who looks inside awakes. There we go with those awakening eyes again. Helen Keller says, in order to carry a positive action, we must develop a positive vision. Helen Keller also said, well, no, that wasn't Helen Keller. Helen Keller says, the only thing worse than being blind is having sight with no vision. My name is Tina Hobson. That's my story. I love you all. Thank you for allowing me, C. Maria, to be a part of your vision. I would like for each and every one of you, men and superwomen, superwomen and super children, all of you, please join my I Am a Superwoman 2014 virtual vision board celebration group. And on the last Friday of every month, we have a celebration conference call. It's called the I Am a Superwoman 2014 Virtual Vision Board Celebration Group. Celebration continues because it goes on and on and on. And again, we meet every Friday of the month via teleseminar. That call-in number is 712-432-1212 with the meeting ID number 278-046-405. And as Maria says, the tic-tac-toe sign, which is actually the hashtag or the pound sign. Again, I want to thank God for allowing me to be here. I want to thank C. Maria for allowing God to allow me to be here. And for the audience, all the callers tonight, may God continue to bless you. Keep the vision alive. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Tina. You know, I was thinking about what you said before we move on to Sister Marcella. You were speaking about the water. It reminded me of John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, and I believe it says in the scripture, has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Mm-hmm. And that just reminded me of something because, you know, so many people, they are happy and content living a dead life, you know. And the only thing that separates them from the grave is the fact that they're breathing. And so many people are just content living that way. And when you have Jesus and you know that he is the truth, the way, and the light, oh my goodness, you will flow with those waters of life. And that is so, so true. So true. Very quickly here, if anyone else has a comment before we introduce our last speaker for the evening, as we are on the downside now, we have two more sessions tomorrow before this, our inaugural event of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement ends for this season, or session rather. If you have a comment, feel free. Chime in now, or if you're in the chat room, feel free to make your comment. And someone who's monitoring the chat rooms right now will read it on air. It's one of the sisters of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement are monitoring the Facebook event page. But if not, thank you so much. I see all of you sitting here in the call query, and thank you for being here with us this evening and throughout this weekend. And we certainly do hope that you are getting your fill of whatever it is you need, whatever it is you seek. We hope that you have found it during this weekend full of anointed speakers and words of wisdom, healing, hope, empowerment, encouragement, and everything positive. So with that said, Mama, the sister coming up now, Mama, that's all I can keep saying. I call her my prayer warrior. If you've never heard Sister Marcella D. Moore pray, you are missing something. That's that something that
just any old words cannot describe, but just a little bit about Sister Marcella D. Moore. Thank you so much, though, Sister Tina, for your wonderful words of wisdom and sharing your story. You touched on a few things, and you kept it real, and that's the one thing that I love about you. You keep it real. And that's a beautiful thing in this day and age, because there are so many people who are plastic and wouldn't know real if they saw themselves in the mirror. So I thank you for that. But back to Sister Marcella D. Moore. She's the founder and facilitator for the weekly Motivate and Pray conference call. Her topic this evening will be Make Me Her, Unleashing Your True Self. And as I said, Sister Marcella D. Moore, affectionately known as Cella D., is the founder and facilitator of the weekly Motivate and Pray conference call. Callers from around the country call faithfully each week for a time of encouragement, motivation, inspiration, and prayer. Cella D. is an accomplished speaker and presenter who's passionate about promoting self-love and development in the lives of others, especially women. She embraces her single parent status and is the proud mother of her favorite 23-year-old daughter and favorite 19-year-old son. Marcella is inspired by this famous quote and keeps it dear to her heart as she walks out the plan of God for her life. You're playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is her prayer that the light of God has placed on her life shines bright enough to make babies leap, hearts open, and sleeping giants awake or awaken. So with that said, I am going to now, with great honor and respect, once again, I'm going to take the mic from Sister Tina, and I'm going to turn it over to Sister Cella D.
Amen, C. Maria. Thank you so much for that awesome, awesome introduction. And I tell you, God is so good. I am sitting in the lobby at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and I first thought about trying to make it home so that I can be comfortable and share with you tonight, but it just didn't work out that way. So I'm sitting here in this hospital lobby room, and I pray that even the words that I share with you tonight, that they would even resonate in this atrium where I'm sitting, and even when I leave this place, that God's anointing and his presence and all that we experience tonight would just overtake this room, that even when people come here Monday through Friday, that they'll sense something awesome has taken place in this room. So I am so grateful tonight to be here to share with you for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. I'm so grateful to my sisters who I've been so blessed to share the platform with. My discussion for the night is Make Me Her, Unleashing the Power Within. I grew up feeling like I did not have a special place in my mother's heart when I was a young girl. I'm the oldest of four, and she was loving to me. She gave me the best, but I just always felt that I didn't get that extra, and my siblings did. My mother, who was fighting for her life, and right now in ICU, often tells me the story about when I was 12 and 13 years old, that there was a knock on our front door. And it was delivery man, and he came, he came to bring a ton of cookies that he had said that someone ordered. I came home from school that day, and there were tons and tons of cookies sitting in the living room, and my mom asked, did I know who ordered these? And I said, yes, and I ordered them. And then the following week, there was another knock on the door, and there was a delivery man who bought a ton of candy that someone had ordered. Back then, you can just order anything. They didn't check your credit. They didn't ask if you had money. They didn't ask about any of that. They just allowed you to order and do what you did. So I just began to, any opportunity that I saw, any chance that I saw to gain some money that was mine, that did not belong to anyone else, I took full advantage of those opportunities. And I sold every cookie, I sold every piece of candy. And then at the age of 12, I begged my parents to get a job delivering newspapers. They said I didn't need the job and that I shouldn't want the job, but after I wore them down, they gave me the opportunity to do it, and I loved that job, and I just loved, enjoyed the fact that I was able to have my own money and it didn't belong to anyone else. And so when I look back at my mindset during that time, I remember being fearless. I remember being ambitious. I remember being optimistic. I remember being a little girl who was just ready to take on and save the entire world. I always had the spirit of wanting to make sure everybody else was okay. But as I grew older, I found out that life often comes and it has a way of squeezing the hope, the joy, the ambitions out of us, and we become wives, we become mothers, we become executives, and we have a way, not purposely, but we abandon our authentic selves, and we abandon the dreams and the visions. We forfeit the calls, we forfeit the gifts, and we forfeit the mandate and the anointing that God has placed on our lives. And there is a, because we live in this world and we live in this society, many of us try to keep up with the reputation or keep up with the Joneses in a sense so that we can be who this world has called us to be. But I just want to remind you tonight, if you would allow me to, that you are God's anointed, and he has an awesome call on your life, and he is doing something awesome and in the midst of our lives. And when I say make me her, I just want you for a moment to go back into to that time in your life when you, if you were 12 years old, 11 years old, but just remember, and some of us may have been 16 and 17 years old, that time in your life where you knew that you were full of life and you were full of ambition, and if anyone came to you and told you that you could not take on the world, you would look them in the face and tell them that they were crazy. There was a time where we had a level of self-esteem because we didn't know that there was something called low self-esteem. We didn't know that there was something called high self-esteem. We just knew that there was something in us that had not been touched. There was something in us. There was a call. And there was, regardless of what you went through, regardless, because I know that many of us have the stories where we were abused or we went through things in our lives that just didn't sit right. But in the midst of that, there was still this yearning on the inside. There was still this power and this ability and that light that you know was invested in you that caused you to push through. It caused you to live. It caused you to continue on in this life knowing that you wanted to be something great. And I have come tonight by the Spirit and the presence of Almighty God to go back. For many of us, it's been 10 years and 20 years and 30 years, but to go back and activate that very life that was once in you, that very call that was once in you, that very little girl that once upon a time lived on the inside of you where you were fearless and you were optimistic and you were strong and you knew because you had not been touched by the elements of society. You had not been touched by the elements of this world, and you stood tall and you stood strong because you knew that there was something special about that little girl in you. So if you just would allow me tonight by the Spirit of God to remind you, I don't care what you've been through, I don't care what you've experienced, And I don't care. Many of us are just getting this again at 50 years old, at 60 years old. And it's okay because we are never too old to be who we should have been. We are never too old to be and to do that which God has called us to do. And my vision and my goal for my life that is to speak to my my daughter's 24 now. She just turned 24, but speak to her and my 19-year-old son so that at a young age they can get this. At a young age they can understand that as they walk throughout this life and they keep their eyes focused on Almighty God, that they will say as they continue to walk, make me her. Who is her? Her, she, you is the individual, the person who God created in his image and in his likeness. Her, him, she, him, you are the one who God spoke to in your mother's belly. And he said that I called you and I knew you in the very beginning. Make me her, that little girl who lived and who was ambitious and who was full of life that before she was touched, she said, make me her. Make me her. And I'm reminded of a story, and I believe it is, and I'm scrolling here on my laptop real quick because I want to quote you the right chapter and verses in St. Mark in the 5th chapter. And Jesus had just got finished dealing with the woman with the issue of blood. He dealt with her, and he noticed that as he walked by that something had left him. And she had an issue for 12 years, and she knew that at that point she finally got to the point where she said, God, make me her. Make me the woman who was healed. Make me the woman who is whole. Make me the woman who can say that I no longer have this issue of blood. Make me her. So she reached out and she touched the hem of his garment, and when she did that, he knew that some virtue, he knew that a piece of him had been released, that there was an activation, that there was a connection, that something had happened in the spirit, and that woman with the issue of blood was able to say, make me her. So Jesus had just got finished dealing with that situation, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. And as he carried on in that 5th chapter, it says that he was speaking, and there came from him the rulers, there came from the ruler's house. Some said, your daughter is dead. And some, they said, why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, why are you making commotion and weeping? And they said, he said, the child is not dead, but asleep. And they laughed at him. But when he put them outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was, taking her by the hand, he said to her, Talitha Kuma, which means the little girl, I say to you, arise. Little girl, I say to you, come forth. It depends on which translation you're reading it in, but it still boils down to Jesus saying, get up, come forth, rise up. And I speak that to you tonight. I say, little girl, arise. I say, little girl, rise up. That little girl in you who is dying, dying, literally dying to be made whole. That little girl in you who is dying to live again. That little girl in you who's raising her hand and saying, I'm still here. I'm still here. Don't forget about me because I am still here. So I encourage you tonight, and I want you to know that there is a Sarah in you, there is a Ruth in you, there is a Naomi in you, there is an Abigail in you, there is a Rahab in you, there is a Deborah in you, there is a Hannah in you, there is an Elizabeth in you, there is a Mary in you. Everything that God is and every attribute that he has invested in us, especially as women, especially as sisters, that attribute, that those things, those gifts, those talents, everything that he's invested in us. He's calling those things to come forth this day in the name of Jesus. This marathon of hope kingdom movement has come to remind us to wake up those sleeping giants in us, to wake up those babies, to cause those babies on the inside of us to leap with joy, to leap with passion, to come forth and arise and do that and be that woman, that man that God has called us to be. We've heard so many stories over this weekend during this marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. Our sisters have come and they've shared their hearts. They've told their stories. They've released a part of themselves that was real to you and that was whole to you. And they did that in order for you to understand that your story is important, that your story is real, that your story and the call that God has on your life is an awesome thing. So I want to encourage you tonight, and I want you to say to yourself, make me her, make me him. Don't think about what you've been through in your past. Don't think about the so-called mistakes that you have made. Don't think about the things that you feel are the bad choices, the things that have happened in your life. Understand that those things have happened in your life to get you to the other side of where you are supposed to be. You had to go through the things that you went through. You had to experience the things that you've experienced. I don't want you to be sad any longer about those things. I want you to rise up in the power, in the strength of the Almighty God. I looked at an interview last week, and I heard Oprah Winfrey interview Maya Angelou, and she said, what does God mean to you? And Maya Angelou said, God means all. So I speak to you tonight, and I say, go back and prepare yourself to meet the all, the Almighty God. And as you do this, you will find that everything that God has invested in you, every message that my sisters have shared with you during this time, you will find that the dots connect together, that every word that has been released during these calls from Friday all the way up to this point, even going over until tomorrow. And as you do that, that overflow that my dear sister Matanya talked about, that overflow that God wants us to live through and from, it will begin to be released in your life. And when you begin to give and deal with others, and when you begin to pour out your heart unto others, it won't take from you. It won't pull from you, because you're no longer pulling from your flesh, but you're pulling from the her. You're pulling from the him. You're pulling from the strength. You're pulling from the life. And that overflow is filled with the life of all, Almighty God. That overflow is filled, hallelujah, with the strength of an awesome God. So I encourage you tonight. I encourage you tonight to stand tall, to stand strong, and understand. Sister Tina said one thing she realizes, that tomorrow morning, that alarm clock that she set, it can go off at any time, but it does not necessarily mean that she will wake up. So because God woke us up this morning, because we are here, it means that we have a job to do. And this night, I stand as an activator, activating you, encouraging you to make it happen. Last week, I was up without my cell phone. I had to wait for a replacement cell phone to come, and I got that replacement cell phone in my hand. But it meant nothing until it was activated. Although it was the tool, although it was the equipment, although it was a piece of technology that would allow me to do plenty of things, until I got it activated, until I had it charged up, until I was able to cause it to get connected to the line of the cell tower and the manufacturer, I was not able to do anything with it. And many of us, we sit just like that cell phone, without taking the time to connect ourselves to the Master, without taking the time to recharge and charging ourselves and allowing the activation to take forth. Sometimes that activation is free, but then there's other times when there's a price to be paid to be activated. This time I had to pay an activation fee. The last time I didn't have to pay an activation fee. But whether you have to pay that fee or not, know that activation is vital, and it is important for you to walk in and move in order for you to be her, in order for you to be her. Because her is the woman and the man that God created, and you were fearfully and wonderfully made. So when you walk in her, when you walk in him, you unleash the power of Almighty God that's on the inside of you. And what happens once you become activated, the entire universe, you hear me? The entire universe stands in agreement with you, and it aligns itself with you, which releases all of the good, all of the destiny and purpose that God has released on the inside of you. So I dare you tonight. I dare you tonight to be and set yourself in a posture where you can connect to that ultimate line, where you can connect to the cell tower, where you can be charged, and being in environments like this, like the Marathon of Hope Kingdom movement. This is a resource. This is a resource. This is a resource to direct you to the main source. And that main source is Almighty God. And any time and every time you lean on him, any time and every time you connect yourself with him, you hit the jackpot in 1,000 ways. So be encouraged tonight, my sisters. Know that God is doing something awesome in the midst of us. Know that he has not forgotten us. Know that his hand is on us, and he is in the restoration business. He's in the rejuvenation business. He is in the business of making you the best you possible. So when you stand, hallelujah, as a vessel of honor, when you stand knowing with confidence that God is with you, that he is with you in every way. And when C. Maria read my bio as I came on this morning, tonight, morning in my head, hallelujah. When she read that tonight, she talked about a famous poem by Marianne Wilson that I just love so much, because for so long I hid under playing small and trying to make everybody else big and just hiding myself under the table. But I'm so clear today, and I'm so grateful today. I will not take nothing for pushing other people forward. I will not take anything for being there for others and pushing them into their gifts and their call. But I understand today, I'm clear today, that I have to be activated into the call and the position that God has on my life. So I want to read some more of that poem before I go tonight, and I want you to listen to the words, and I want you to be clear about what these words are saying. It says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel so insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone, and as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Make me her. Thank you so much, Sister C. Maria, for this opportunity to share with our family tonight. I love you all, and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you all have comments because Lord knows I'm over here shouting all over the place, so I know that it's coming. I'm just going to open up the lines for those of you who have a comment. If you haven't already done so, press the number 1 on your phone, and I will bring you into the call query right now. Thank you so much, Sister Marcella. I knew it. I knew it. I got myself nice and comfortable because I said I won't be sitting down long because I knew that my sister was going to bring it. And she did not disappoint. She did not disappoint. This is the embodiment of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. It's getting hot in here. I tell you all, we're on fire. These girls are on fire. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ladies, feel free to chime in. The lines are open. Feel free for those that are guests on the line. If you'd like to make a question or a comment, feel free to press the number 1 on your phone, and I will bring you on air. But I tell you, I'm going to just sit back for a minute and just let all of this marinate and resonate. And if you have something you want to share, now is the time to do it.
Sister Marcella. Okay, I'm back in my chair now. I didn't know if I was gonna run out the front door or run off the patio porch. Sister. First things first, please know that you and your mom are in my prayers as deep in my heart as they can possibly be. I love you so much. I've heard you pray. Tonight you preached. Tonight
Amen.
You took me to church. Tonight you took me to a level that I haven't been to in the church building, which proved to me the church is not a building. I've got a pastor, true enough, and I love him to life. But you brought the word tonight. You brought the word for every single woman, man, child, dog, cat on this line tonight. If anybody heard it, I don't care. I don't know. Look like my little stuffed animals over here sat straight up. Okay? My God. You said so much. It was so deep, so inspiring, so spiritual, so loving, so God-driven, activate. I have to activate my praise. I have to activate my belief. You talked about that cell phone. That cell phone meant nothing until it activated to the source from which its power comes. My power, my help comes from the Lord. And if I'm not activated and connected to him, I'm nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm roaming around aimlessly. I'm walking around a shell of a person. I'm walking around, you know, with no worth, no substance, no nothing. I'm going back to that person who of all the things that they could think of is God. Why? Feeling so unnecessary, feeling so unworthy, feeling so dirty, feeling so nasty, you know. But today I'm clean. I'm not sinless, but I'm clean. I have a purpose. I have a vision. I have a God. I've got more than so many people have. I'm blessed because I have connected. I have allowed myself to connect to the power source. I'm plugged in. I'm plugged in, and right now I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. I feel so bright and so light. And so free. Marcella, God uses you in such a mighty, mighty, mighty way. And it's not sometimey. He does that in you every single day, all day. There has not been a conversation that I've had with you that I haven't been inspired. even in text messages.
Amen.
You know, the battery in my phone gets hot, you know, because it's the source, it's the power. It's the power of God in you to deliver the message. Nobody but God could have delivered that message tonight. Nobody could have done that. He worked through you to get to me tonight. I thought my message freed me. No, your message freed me. Because I am Victory. I am Rahab. I am Sarah. I am Ruth. I am that woman with the issue of blood. I'm all of those women. Saved by grace. Saved by connecting to the power source of God. Marcella, I love you. Thank you. You don't have a choice to let God keep using you. You really don't have a choice. I was going to say thank you for allowing God to use you. You don't have a choice. As I know that as long as there's breath in your body, you're going to serve him. And as long as you serve him and keep giving up the word the way you gave today, abundant blessings from this point forward, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Sister. I love you. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Love you too, sis.
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
Wow. Wow. This is Sister Arlene, and all I'm going to say is wow. I'm going to say ditto, and I'm going to say wow. Sister Marcella, when you talked about that cell phone, and I can just remember the communications that you and I had via the Facebook, and when you said, okay, I'm going to get the cell phone. I'll communicate with you when I get the cell phone. But how you tied that into your message tonight. Wow. That's all I'm going to say is wow. That power source. Thank you so much. And Sister Tina, you were head on it. You were right about that. The Lord has done his thing tonight. It was all about him. And you know that song, ladies. It's not about us. It's all about him. And Sister C. Marie Wall always tell us, we're just a vessel. So thank you, Sister Marcella, for being his vessel tonight and being obedient. And like Sister Tina, I have you and your mom, your entire family, you're all in our prayers. I'm still in the car. I'm still traveling. So I just had to chime in and make sure that you know I love all of you, and I appreciate how you allowed the Lord to use you tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Sister Marcella, this is Melanie. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God truly, truly spoke through you. I've gotten so many nuggets of wisdom and just things that I needed to hear. So thank you so much. I'm going to continue to stay activated in him and tap into that source of power. Thank you. God bless you. I'm praying for you again, keeping you and the family lifted up. All right, take care.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. The lines are still open. Anyone else? Anyone else? You know, I see you sitting here. There's no pressure because many of you have been here since we began. And some of you have been here every night. I remember, I have an uncanny ability to remember sequences of numbers. So I remember phone numbers. That's easy. So I know some of you have been here supporting us from minute one. And for that, on behalf of all of my fellow sisters of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, we'd like to thank you, and we hope that you're getting whatever it is that you seek, because we have been charged by God to be your beacons of light. You know, many of us talk about the little setbacks and things, and the devil is a liar. Well, he didn't win. He's not going to win, because this Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement is anointed. This was created by the great I am. So we have no choice but to move forward and be successful. We're going to touch the world. And I just wanted you to know that we appreciate each and every one of you as much and even more than we appreciate each other and ourselves. Because you validate everything that we're doing. God sends us his messages. And if you all did not believe in this movement in the beginning, and if you still don't believe, guess what? We got another day left. And the bottom line is we'll have more days after that. But hallelujah, I tell you, words cannot describe. I'm sitting up here rocking back and forth because I'm in a lot of pain. But I tell you, after hearing everyone's speech, it's built up in me this immunity. So I'm good. I stood up and I could do my little dance and I can say my hallelujahs. I might pay for it a little bit later on. But you know what? Right now, I'm full of the Spirit. Words cannot describe. So before we leave, we have a few moments left. So if anyone has a testimony they'd like to share, a prayer, if you need a prayer, now is your time. You don't have to give your name. Speak up. Because if you don't say anything, we never know that you were trying to get us to listen. So I tell you, this has been such an anointed event so far. God is doing something special. And as Sister Arlene said, and all of my sisters have said, I love each and every one of you. God don't make no mess. He put this mix together. So it has to be a mighty, mighty masterpiece. Because we are the ingredients of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. So ladies, I turn the floor over to you, all of our visitors. I turn the floor over to you. Anyone have any closing words? We have about 8 minutes. Anyone have any closing words?
All I want to say tonight is, and it's not a thing, I just want to express how much I've enjoyed hosting and being a guest on the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement this weekend thus far. If God sees fit, we will continue tomorrow. I have been given so much more than I ever expected. I have been given the gift of being amongst some of the most powerful, God-loving, God-fearing, walking in purpose women that I've experienced ever. What God has given me so far this weekend, man didn't give it, man can't take it away. What I've been given this weekend, my Sister Collins, my Sister Stan, my Sister Marcella, my Sister Shauna, my Sister, oh my God, Melanie, you Maria, I'm a blessed woman. That's all I can say. I'm a blessed woman. I, other than being daddy's little girl, I don't know what I've ever done to deserve this, but I thank him. I thank him and I accept it wholeheartedly. What God has given me this weekend will bless me forever. If I don't live another second, if I don't take another breath, I know I'm blessed. Thank you all. This weekend is not over, by no means. Whoever's here is going to be here, okay? The marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement continues.
Amen.
And it will continue with just as much power as it's had these last 2 days. And guess who's speaking tomorrow again? Sister Marcella D. Cox, affectionately known as Cella D. She's going to bring it again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So if you didn't get enough tonight, you can get some more tomorrow. Okay? But God bless you all. Our speakers, our visionary, our guests, each and every one of you. God loves you and I do too.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else before we start our closing of this day two of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement? Tomorrow we only have two sessions left. Just two sessions left. We're already three quarters done. And this has been such a mighty, mighty event. I envisioned it. But to see it come to full fruition, my God, words cannot describe this at all. And as Sister Tina said, if you enjoyed this, Sister Marcella will be back for part two of Make Me Her, Unleashing Your True Self. Part two at 3 p.m. tomorrow.
I'm going to have to get a seat belt.
She'll be on Sister Tina's show.
Oh, Lord.
And that number is 712-432-1212, and the pin is 278-046-405. Write that down. You won't have to. If you're on the registration list, you'll get a reminder. It'll also be posted, of course, in the Facebook events page and in our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement group on Facebook. Remember, come on over. We'd love to have you. And bring a couple friends. Bring 1, 3, 5, 10 or more. We'd love to have you in our new home. We just re-renovated it. It has a beautiful new look. So come on over to the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement group on Facebook. We're waiting for you, and we will welcome you with open arms. I'm going to go over here to the Facebook event page to see what we have going on over here before we end our program. And we already have people who are asking to join the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement group. Amen. Amen. We will be coming over there shortly to welcome you to your new home. Amen. Amen. Mama, this has been such an anointed event. I tell you, Sister Marcella, God has touched you in a mighty way. Mighty way. God has touched each and every one of you. He gave you all that extra oomph. You know, when they cooking, that homemade cooking, they say sometimes you put your foot in it. Well, Lord God put your foot in it. He put his foot in it, both his arms, his legs, all kind of good stuff. And you all are something mighty, mighty. And I thank you. I am so honored to be in your presence. So with that said, We have about a minute left, so as always, pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And tomorrow, for our finals, we said Sister Marcella, and then we'll be ending on right back here on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. Ann Thomas of Ann Thomas Ministries will be joining me at 7 p.m. Her topic is Your Promise Is Not Dead, Releasing the Shunammite in You. And then Dr. Evelyn Taylor at 7:40. Her topic is A Woman's Call, Dealing with Various Areas That God Calls Women to Function and How We Can Be Effective in and to the Body of Christ. And then at 8:15, I will be ending the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement kickoff celebration. So with that said, as always, I'd like to remind you, ladies, Sister Tina, you know what I'm about to say, to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until Sister Tina wasn't on, you must have gone off.
I told you my battery got hot. Sister Marcella messed my phone up. She got connected and I got disconnected. Okay.
We're going to try this one more time. Because Sister Tina and I, we can't get coordinated on this for anything. But we will see you back here tomorrow at 3 p.m. for the finale of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement kickoff celebration. But until then, I am C. Maria Wall, reminding each and every one of you to continue to what, Sister Tina? Pay it forward. Amen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night. We will see you at 3 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. Have a blessed evening, and we pray each and every one of you enough.
Yeah. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire. Submerged myself in the decay of the world. Making bad decisions over and over again. Drenching my pillow with tears again. Thinking the void could be filled by a man. A man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives. so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah. Way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else, who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I'm gonna rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down. Shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else. Speak life to a situation. Release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else. Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
This concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for sticking it out with us throughout our kickoff celebration weekend for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. We will be back at 3 o'clock tomorrow on Sister Tina's show. I will have all of that information posted for you. And as I said, Sister Marcella D. Moore, Cella D., will be continuing with part two of her speech. And here on Healing Through Hurt, Ann Thomas will be joining me. Dr. Evelyn Taylor, or Evelyn Johnson Taylor, rather. And I will be rounding out the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. I will be the final speaker coming on around 8:15 tomorrow evening. Thank you again for being here. Be well, be blessed, and we will see you soon.